This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. COVID-19 cases surged around the United States over the weekend, dashing hopes for a more normal holiday season. The highly contagious variant also resurrecting restrictions and stretching the country's testing infrastructure ahead of a holiday travel season and gatherings. The spike is alarming public health officials who fear an explosion of infections after Christmas and New Year's holidays. The fast-spreading new Omicron variant of the coronavirus has become dominant in the United States with lightning speed. The variant now accounts for 73% of U.S. coronavirus infections based on sequencing data for the week ending in December 18th. That's according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Monday. With the new variant in circulation, COVID-19 cases are now doubling in 1.5 to 3 days in areas with community transmission, according to the World Health Organization Saturday. Lines for COVID-19 tests wrapped around the block in New York City, Washington, D.C., and other U.S. cities over the weekend as people clamored to find out if they were infected before celebrating the holidays with family. Even U.S. President Joe Biden had to take an additional COVID-19 test on Monday after he was notified that a mid-level White House staff member tested positive for the virus. President Biden's PCR test came back negative, as did a previous rapid test. The White House says the staffer spent about 30 minutes with the president on Air Force One on Friday before testing positive Monday morning. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Monday he would tighten coronavirus curbs to slow the spread of the Omicron variant.